A state regulatory body is about to reset electricity prices for many renewable energy projects here in Vermont. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, advocates for solar power say the proposed changes could dismantle a critical industry.
It's difficult to overstate the role of Vermont's net metering program on the growth of the state's solar industry. The program has encouraged homeowners, businesses, and communities to build thousands of small, medium, and large-scale solar projects. It does so by requiring utilities to pay a preferred price for the electricity generated that's above and beyond what the project owner uses.
Vermont has the strongest solar industry in the country.
That's Ben Walsh, Climate and Energy Program Director at the Vermont Public Interest Research Group. If the Public Service Board moves ahead with the proposed changes to the net metering program, Walsh says it won't take long for the state to lose that distinction.
To put it more bluntly, these proposed changes really dismantle a lot of the success that we've seen in the solar industry.
Those concerns are shared by renewable energy developers. An industry trade group says it has, quote, grave concerns about the changes. Those changes include lowering prices for some categories of net metering projects, imposing an annual cap on allowable net metering development, and subjecting existing project owners to new fees.
We're going to see a situation where a number of types of customers have a much more difficult time taking advantage of renewable energy in Vermont.
Margaret Cheney is a member of the Public Service Board, the quasi-judicial board that's drafting the new rules. Cheney says the three-person board wants to retain a robust net metering program, but one that
also balances over time the pace of deployment and the cost of the program's impact on rates.
The more utilities have to pay for net metered solar power, the likelier it is the program is going to put upward pressure on electricity rates for people who aren't taking advantage of the program. Cheney says that requires the board to strike a careful balance. Cheney says many projects on rooftops, parking lots, brownfields, and other non-pristine sites won't see any drop in prices.
We attempt to encourage siting in so-called preferred locations.
And she says the proposed cap on annual growth of the program shouldn't pose an undue harm on the industry.
But let's put this into context. A 4% annual cap is a whole lot of electricity. That's more than 40 megawatts of power.
John Copans is Deputy Commissioner of the Vermont Department of Public Service. Copans says he appreciates the Public Service Board's work in striking the right balance for Vermont, but he says the department worries that the cap may lead to market disruptions. Copans says the department is also worried about a plan that would subject existing net metering customers to a monthly customer service fee from utilities. Under existing regulations, those customers can negate that fee by virtue of their electricity production.
And it just changes the deal that those customers have.
Andrea Cohen is Director of Government Relations for the Vermont Electric Cooperative. VEC is among the utilities pushing for changes that would prevent net metering customers from zeroing out their utility bills entirely. Cohen says the proposed rule is fair because it requires customers to pay a portion of the cost of the poles and wires that carry their electricity to the grid.
If people are using the infrastructure, we want them to contribute their fair share to use that infrastructure.
Cheney says the proposal is still under review and may change based on input from its critics. She also says the board will be able to tweak the rules as problems arise, even after they're finalized. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.